The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
If you are commuting home right now, it is impossible to ignore the growing levels of congestion and traffic across the city. Commutes are taking longer into and home from work, making some workers late as they spend hours frustrated on buses moving at a snail's pace. And tomorrow's cabinet is set to discuss a variety of plans to address traffic and congestion around the country, including congestion charges in the city. And I'm joined now by Green Party councillor in Dublin City Council, Janet Horner. Good evening to you, Janet. So do you support congestion charges?
At the moment, no, for a few simple reasons. We do not have the capacity on our network to fully absorb the number of people who we need to shift out of cars into public transport over the next number of years. The priority has to be, and has been for a long time, on the delivery of capacity building public transport infrastructure projects. So that's looking at Dart West, about the Lewis Finglas, about the Bus Connects network, and it's about increasing safety on our active travel. And all of those things are about making people's lives easier, more convenient and cheaper. And at the moment, penalising people for driving into the city through congestion charges, as best we can understand through what the evidence shows us, would not deliver anything other than costing people more money, because it would not make it easier or more. There's not a convenient, easy option for people to choose public transport or active travel at the moment in far too many cases. There are in some cases, and we do need to hit that low-hanging fruit for people who can and might use public transport or active travel. But if we want to shift in large, large numbers, which we will in a number of years, it's the capacity building of our public transport infrastructure that we have to focus on.
Okay, so are you saying all the motorists that we have on our roads in and out of Dublin have to be there?
I think, like, there's a lot of ways that we can focus on how to shift people out of cars at the moment. But we all know that we see buses going past full at the same time at the moment. Dublin Bus are telling us that their ridership is up significantly, that a lot of their routes are at near capacity every day. The Lewis is often almost always standing room only during rush hours. We need to address that. And that is what the government at the moment are not prioritising. They are not putting enough emphasis and weight behind the accelerated delivery of those large, many of them shovel-ready infrastructure projects. And they are instead kind of tinkering around the edges with projects that are just not going to have the same impact. So, we do want to see people moving out of their cars. The most effective ways to do that is to provide and expand the network of public transport.
And so are you not buying what the government is selling when they say that infrastructure is their main focus going forward, that they're putting billions into it, that they've obviously delivered on Bus Connects, they have Dart West and the Metrolink, that all of these things in the pipeline? Are you saying you're not buying is that too little too late, what's your issue with it?
We're not seeing the evidence in the money. Like, if they're putting their money where their mouth is, we will be seeing the Finglas Lewis project and the Dart South West project delivered and accelerated and we would see much, much more significant investment in the Dublin's active travel network, the city centre transport strategy, all these things that have been defunded or delayed since this government has come into power. So to kind of be delaying or with taking emphasis out of major infrastructure projects and things that could really deliver for Dublin, and particularly Dublin, in terms of increasing the number of passengers in public transport, and instead to be shifting a focus towards penalising people who maybe, many, many people feel like they don't have an alternative, I don't think is effective. I want to see us delivering more carrot, less stick for the time being. I think at the point of which we've expanded that network, then if necessary, you look at more of a stick, less carrot approach. But for the time being, until that carrot is there, it's harder to use the stick approach.
Okay. This government has been in situ, though, for 15 months. And before that, the Minister for Transport was the former head of the Green Party. I would suggest, considering how long it takes to deliver infrastructural projects, surely some of the lack of public transport is actually at your party's doorstep.
Well, I think in the terms of the Green Party were in government, there was significant acceleration of those projects was brought underway. The fact that we have Dart South West projects, Dart West Plus, Dart Plus West projects, Finglas Lewis Metro, significant increase in active travel, significant backing of things like the City Centre Transport Strategy for Dublin, that is largely on the back of the level of importance and emphasis that the Green Party put on public transport and providing people with alternatives. Yes, it takes a long time to deliver them, but this government has actively taken that emphasis away, taken the level of investment away from some of those projects and put some of them in the long finger that we had previously been trying to champion getting accelerated.
Okay.
So it has been there has been a significant change of approach from this government with regards to those large infrastructure projects for public transport.
Okay. And one thing that you said earlier on, you said there may be some people who are in their cars that could take public transport, but, you know, are choosing not to. Should we do nothing about that at all? Should there be no carrot or stick for them?
Well, there's a few things we've looked at. Certainly, I mean, for a lot of people who live close to the city, active travel is a very viable option for people. Safety, time and time and time again, safety comes up as a major barrier to people taking up cycling into school. We all can see that when school term time begins, the congestion on a road massively increases. Those are all young people going to school who 30 years ago, even many of them would have been cycling independently to school, but are now in the back of a car because it's not safe to put young people out in the roads on bicycles a lot of the time. So that's the kind of thing that if we can get those short community journeys out of cars onto bikes, then that does do a significant amount to increase congestion. And I know, like, it is a nightmare every year when the term starts back in September and suddenly the roads slow down to a snail's pace again. And that is
are
the kind
you suggesting
that if we can address the safety bit, we could really get right.
Would you support the idea of all school children making, I mean, very few school children live miles and miles and miles away from their schools. I mean, that would be a relatively small number. Most live, you know, probably active travel distance, even if they are going in cars. Would you be, I suppose, proposing that all school children would travel to school by active transport, by foot or by bike?
We can't, the way we deliver that is by making it safe to do so. The fact is, some parents will not feel that it is a responsible thing to do or a safe thing to do to put their children on a bike out in the roads with the traffic at the speed it's at and the intensity it's at. So if we want it to be a viable option for as many school children as possible, then we have to make it safe.
Okay.
And that involves investing in our public transport and our active travel network, which this government has reduced funding for, particularly in Dublin, in the last year.
Okay. And just maybe lastly, do you think that there, it's all down to safety concerns? Is it not just that parenting has changed and I suppose families are wealthier, they might have two cars rather than one car, that they tend to maybe be more helicopterish or mollycoddleish as parents, that it isn't all down to safety fears, it's just that they don't want little Johnny or Mary to get wet?
I think safety, every time we do any kind of surveying, engagement with parents, safety is the number one concern. And I certainly don't know any parents who relish and enjoy the school run traffic in the morning as an additional stress in their day. And a lot of the time, it is simply that thing of because they don't want their children walking or cycling to school, they get in the car to drop the children off. And then because they're in the car for that reason, they're going to carry on driving to school or to their workplaces. So that, like, changing that behaviour pattern, changing that, focusing on safe, active travel routes to schools could transform for a lot of people what is a currently quite a stressful morning into one that their children will enjoy. They'll be active, they'll be healthier, they'll be more focused in school, and one that takes a lot of stress off parents' plates in the morning. So I think it really could be transformative.
Green Party Councillor, Dublin City Council, Janet Horner, thank you for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Now with McDonald's, wake up to a $4 breakfast meal deal. Wake up to a sausage McMuffin or sausage biscuit to hash browns and wake up to a hot coffee. Get your $4 breakfast meal deal.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.